It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee's in Afghanistan. I'm Steve Inskeep. It's no surprise that Democrats were unimpressed by a set of campaign promises rolled out by Republicans yesterday. Conservatives who want to capture the House made what they called a pledge to America. What may be surprising is that many conservatives weren't impressed either. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The Pledge to America is an intentional echo of the 1994 Contract with America the Republicans put out just before sweeping the midterm elections and taking the House majority. That was a simple 10-point agenda. This is a 45-page glossy booklet with a preamble, a foreword, five main sections, and some last words. Staffers handed out copies to the media while Republican leader John Boehner explained,
"We're here today to put forth a new governing agenda, built by listening to the American people, that offers a new way forward."
Boehner assembled a cross-section of the House Republicans to describe their new agenda. California's Kevin McCarthy said they listened hard to their constituents.
"When you said you wanted a more prosperous, competitive economy, we heard you. When you said you wanted a more accountable government, we heard you. When you said you wanted to repeal the health care bill, we heard you."
Last spring, GOP leaders set up a website where conservatives of all stripes could suggest ideas and vote on what they thought the party should be doing. The Pledge to America is, if not a distillation of that, well, then a paraphrase. Republican leader Boehner.
"These are the things that the American people are demanding. And our pledge to America is that the Republicans stand ready to get it done and beginning today."
The plan calls for an extension of all the Bush-era tax cuts, new tax deductions for small businesses, hard spending caps on some parts of the federal budget, and increased spending on defense. Republicans say they would freeze government hiring and revoke stimulus money that hasn't been used. Those are among the most specific proposals in the document. Much of it is more atmospheric, like this from Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn.
"We pledge to honor the Constitution and the original intent of the framers."
And this from Jeb Henserling of Texas.
"This president and this Congress has put this nation on the road to bankruptcy, and they're pressing down on the accelerator. It is time to press on the brake and put us back on the road to recovery and opportunity."
It's these statements that have drawn the most scathing criticism, and it comes from conservatives within the Republican coalition. Eric Erickson of the blog Red State called the Pledge to America dreck and mom-tested, kid-approved pablum. Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council called it satisfactory, then said it was disappointing because it didn't stake out clear opposition to gay marriage and abortion. And the conservative magazine, The American Spectator, covered it under the headline, "GOP Pledges to Be Timid in the Face of Crisis." There was, of course, plenty of criticism from Democrats. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs said this of the Pledge to America.
"If it sounds familiar, it's because it's the same litany or catalog of failed policies that got us into this mess."
But Democrats' jabs felt mild compared to the conservatives, perhaps a preview of the ideological divisions there could be if the Republican Party wins the House majority. As Erickson of the blog Red State put it, "I will vote Republican in 2010, but I will not carry their stagnant water." Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.